take it off that program up there. And you were right.
I
used a term that we'll broadcast the other night where I said, pictures don't lie, but they don't tell the whole truth. And that's really what it all gets down to.
We got you were most effective on that. I didn't get to see it. My wife saw it.
That's the important thing, what your wife saw.
Well, certainly.
All right, I said that.
She's a gracious lady.
That's right. Let me tell you this, that I do appreciate it very much, and I want you to know that, my gosh, a guy like you that has just helped us off in so many things and so forth and so on, I think we're trying to crush you. My feelings on this SST thing you're well aware of. The thing I want to tell you is the thing I told you about yesterday. And just straight turkey. I feel that I go to the SC strongly. I mean, nobody can argue that the ecology thing or the economics thing, that honest men can disagree on those things and so forth. I am greatly concerned about the United States dropping out of any kind of great venture and leaving the field to Soviet Union or any other country for that matter. I'm concerned about that, in other words, from an international standpoint. I think it would be something with the Americans. Spirit many years later. But let's leave all that out and come down to the key thing of the whole ecology issue, which I know you're interested in. I made a personal commitment to Buckley that I, as I have on the EDM, will examine this program on Amazon next year right at this time. And I'll look at that. And we got that on the Dr. David Science Advisory Board. They'll examine if there is any question on the ecology, the funds will be stopped. In other words, there's no, as you know, there's only a prototype thing. We have no intent, no desire, of course, at all ever to do anything that would perhaps make this country worse than it is in terms of its air, its quality of life. And I know it's a legitimate concern on part of a lot of people. I feel that since this is a prototype and not a full commitment, and since I, as the president, have made a commitment that I will personally, I'll oppose it myself next year. If they come in here with the evidence, I'll oppose it myself. That's really my answer on the ecology thing. Now, I don't know whether your feelings are so strong that could have supported in those circumstances, but I wanted you to hear it direct from me in case the ball was still up there so that you could do it either way. But I want you to know I'm not trying to pressure you. It's an old friend. I feel very strongly about the program. I think it's terribly important to this country, to its position in the world. Those are things I've got to think about. I think it's important. I met directly with George Meany this morning, and he says, gosh, you don't realize this. It's not just jobs. One of the things that everybody says, I'm for the jobs, sure, for the jobs, and so forth. But he says, I don't want to see the United States of America, whether it's space or transportation, to be number two. That's his attitude. So, and that's my opinion.
Well, let me say, President, I couldn't ask for any firmer assurance than what you've just given me insofar as the ecological questions are concerned. I will say that while I think there are some questions that have not yet been satisfactorily answered, for which possibly there are not now known results, I will say that I think the ecological considerations have been way over-exaggerated, and I'm not impressed very much by three-fourths of the wild statement that I read in this regard. A couple of things happened. One was that I'll take just a moment.
Sure,
we had a cutback in local airline service in Wyoming for several years. We have less than
Frontier,
Western. We have less now than we had when I was governor. It's been a steady impression that fewer planes and fewer cities served. And I went to Scoot Jackson and he arranged for a meeting with Seaboard Brown. And since that time, the CAB has up, and I said that I could not support a program that would put as much money into an SFC plane as was then contemplated with the study of deterioration of local airline service. Our people weren't wondering how to get to Denver or to Salt Lake City or Billings. We lost the trains. We have, I suppose, not more than two-thirds the service in Wyoming Airlines that we had 6 years ago. And we haven't got a dime in the budget for any of our reclamation projects, so we've got $1.5 billion. These are all situations that have encouraged me over the last several years, Mr. President, to say that I would not support the SST. Now, I sort of agree that it becomes as important as I know it is to you and to the country. I'm in a situation of having told, several hundred people specifically that I would not support the SST. And I, in good conscience, I just would find it awfully difficult to go back on what I told them.
Well, suppose that we could work these things out. I think on the airlines, there's no problem there. I understand that. I've written Frontier. I've been all through that.
I know you have.
As a private citizen.
I
don't need to
help me personally.
I understand that problem, Cliff, and I would say I'm sorry that it's at that point because we shouldn't allow that to be a consideration. Maybe it's too late to do it, but
well,
I assure you that we can take care of that. There's no problem there. There's no problem because I think that's legitimate. I mean, you can't expect anybody from Wyoming to go to the SST and not be able to fly Casper to Billings.
I don't mean that you can't fly Casper to Billings, but I mean,
I don't want you to hear
what the direction has been is that there are fewer flights than there used to be. Sheridan isn't served on the one flight now.
I've been to Sheridan just once and so.
I know you have.
Oh, and our friend Harrison.
What I was trying to say is that as these things have come up over the years, I have kept a consistent position in saying that I just felt as a matter of priority that these were more important to my own people, and I've written so many people.
Is there no way you can tell those people that you have talked to me and that we have a reversal of this situation? We're going to have it. I understand. I don't know whether that's possible. I know the politics.
It would be an awfully tough thing for me. Let me say this. I certainly do appreciate your position. I haven't lobbied one person. I haven't said there isn't one man in the Senate who can say that I've tried to persuade anyone. I'll be happy if it carries. In good, honest conscience with myself, would be awfully concerned. If anyone could persuade me, sir, you could.
I understand, right.
Anything,
what do you think, Clark,
Mr. Senator Hanson and I talked briefly, Mr. President.
We never put pressure on our friends, you know. That's the truth.
I know that Senator Hanson and others, many of them, you're close friends, Mr. President, serving on the Republican side on the Committee on Interior, feel very strongly about the undersecretary matter, and I've told him that this is going to be resolved.
Care of that.
This is going to be resolved as Senator Hanson, Senator Allen, and Senator Jordan and others would like. So, what I sought to indicate to Senator Hanson, Mr. President, was that whereas you wish you could do everything that would be of the prime interest of the people of Wyoming, you are not only not insensitive to the senator's feelings, but you've taken some affirmative steps recently to make the senator's position in light of 72 coming up and in light of the right thing to do more palatable.
I think his problem is that he's having, you know, his commitments. It's the problem.
It's the new evidence problem, Mr. President. It's the question of... which you and I know about and serve in the Congress when you answer your message with mail, and you have to have a new situation or a new development.
Well, I say, but I'm not along. We want you to, you've got to make your decision based on your judgment. Do. There's a problem here. I only say that as far as the airline situation is concerned, as far as the about your state, it's my insurance department, you know, we're going to
ask for anything.
We're going to have a point. I'll do everything we can.
Say what you're going to do ahead of time. This isn't too smart, and that's the crap that I've gotten myself.
Yeah,